This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
All right, before we get to the EP, do we want to start filling up our gift basket that we're going to send to Ryan Poles, the Chicago Bears general manager?
Good question. What do you think? Should we do it now? Should we do it now?
All right, you guys start gathering your stuff. Mine's in my locker. I'm going to go grab it, and I'll be back in like 30 seconds.
Mine's very easy.
Well, now, should I get the puffy stuff, or are we going to let Karina or somebody do it? Should I get the puffy stuff, like the... Can we try?
Just put the stuff in the basket, and we'll have a female put it together for us.
Okay, but can we show it on air before we do it? Is it possible?
Like the basket?
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll have like a final reveal for it.
Final reveal. I think that would be good.
Yeah.
So this is really for Ryan Poles to give to Caleb Williams. Since he can't read defenses, I went out and got some readers.
Well, you could also use the readers for Ryan Poles so he can read the scouting report a little bit better.
That works too.
You could use it either way.
So the readers.
All right.
Probably should put a note to explain why the readers. By the way, cheapest I could find were $15.
Yeah.
Let me see.
How do those work for you, EB, those readers?
I forgot how.
They're solid?
Those are just 1.25, so they're not that strong, I guess.
Mine are a 1.5.
Yeah, I'm at the point I don't need readers yet. I think I'm good. I'm good.
Really?
I'm sure I will.
Go to a restaurant and you could always see the menu?
No, I'm silly with the menu. I just need them for like driving. I'm nearsighted.
Yeah.
So I have trouble with this. Things in the distance. Yeah,
well, I think my eyes are transitioning now. Like in the last two or three weeks, my eyes twitching. It's going crazy.
That's also lack of rest too. Lack of sleep.
I have two items.
All right.
The first one is I just like to troll Caleb for painting his fingernails because I just think that's so stupid. I really do. I mean, it's really dumb. But
it's not your thing.
Are you okay with women doing it?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I just think it's...
Or is it dumb for women, too?
No. Well, it's dumb to pay for it. Like when my daughter goes somewhere and pays $80.
That's expensive, too.
That's dumb.
Don't get me started on that.
I mean, people who are run nail salons, they're printing money.
I just told my daughter to give me a few. And this is not necessarily for Caleb. This is, I don't know, this is for Poles. If he wants, maybe this would make him simpatico with Caleb. They can paint their nails together and maybe he'll play better.
Okay.
I don't know. So I got some nail polish. I just want to troll him for that.
Okay.
Because I think that's so dumb. And then I went into my archives and I figured Poles will be looking for a job soon.
Okay.
So I got Play Better Golf, the old school book from Jack Nicklaus. This is fantastic.
So the Bears are going to be stroking him checks because they'll probably throw him overboard early. He'll
have
money on
his deal. If he wants to learn how to play, he can read this classic book.
That is an old-ass book.
This is an old book, but it is a classic. Uh-huh. So there you go. Play Better Golf.
All right, good. That goes in the basket.
Did you put yours in yet?
I haven't yet. Yeah. I got him two items. I got him this nice little leather notebook. He can, you know, when he's on his scouting reports, overdrafting players or drafting the wrong players, he can jot his notes down in this nice little book. He'll have it handy. So I'll put that, I'll wrap that up in the basket. And then also, I got him a tarot card set.
Ooh.
So in case like all of his scouting goes wrong and he can't rely on like his personnel department and his director of player personnel, he can lay out some tarot cards and maybe he can get some advice.
Maybe he can see the future better.
Yeah, he can maybe see some advice from the great beyond. I was thinking like a psychic gift card, but I think a tarot card
set
is better.
I like it.
Maybe it helps him make better picks.
So hold on, you're
going
to wrap your gifts? You want him to unwrap them?
Yeah, I'll just wrap it up in some nice looking paper. I need to make it look fancy.
All right.
You know what I'm saying?
All right, all right.
Okay. Come on, hey, you're always excited to unwrap something.
Yeah. All right, all right. There you go. I mean, that's the worst wrapping job in history, but okay, that's fine.
I'm a guy, EB. Am I supposed to make be good at wrapping presents?
Right, and you're not supposed to wear fingernail polish. All right, there you go.
All right, so we'll wrap up this nice little notebook.
All right. All right, we kind of talked about it yesterday. The favorite gummy bear treat for Caleb Williams is the Trolley Sour Bright Crawlers. Mm-hmm. Yes. Now, this is not necessarily for polls, but it's a signal that Caleb would rather eat Trolleys than throw touchdowns.
Okay.
All right, so he gets some Trolleys.
Good.
And then also, since Caleb has thrown picks, he loves to throw picks. Mm-hmm. He's thrown four in three games.
Toothpicks?
Yeah, toothpicks.
Okay. All right.
I like so that. Very good.
So there you go.
All right.
That'll fit nicely in the basket.
Drabby, did you get anything or no?
Yeah, I did. Well, first off, I got some cellophane to wrap our gift basket.
Thank
you. And you got to make a bow on it. You got to make it
nice
pretty.
Touch.
Like EB was talking about, I got some tissue for Caleb and Poles to cry together when they lose a bunch of games.
All
big
crybaby. Yeah.
And I also got, Caleb carries around a pink bedazzled phone.
Yeah.
So I got a matching one for Ryan to call the commissioner with their pick next year when they draft a left tackle to protect him.
I do like
with their first overall pick.
That's very nice.
Good shtick.
Nice bedazzled phone.
Mike Maher, do you have anything?
Yeah, I got a big old bottle of salt for that salty son of a bitch. You know, he's pissed off that he drafted Caleb Williams over Jaden Daniels. So, yeah, here's some salt for you, buddy.
All right, thank you. I love it. Nice job, Mike. And Valdezzi?
I got polls. You know what? He really effed the Bears hard by taking Caleb over Jaden.
Right.
And you know what? If he gets fired and he gets hired by another franchise, he'll probably eff them over, too. And what's hot in the sex community, Cakes?
Oh, I don't know. I need you to tell me.
Baby oil.
Oh,
so when he Fs the Bears in the 2025 draft, he can use the Diddy baby oil when he does that.
Very
but give him the high hard one.
I do like that. I do like that. It's a topical.
Very topical.
Very timely.
Yeah.
You can attend a freak-off party.
Nice, there's a lot of different things going on in that gift basket.
All right. Thank you, Valdez. Now, I don't know.
Yeah, I got this out of my own stash.
Yeah, right.
Whoever opens
now you'll have 999
Whoever
bottles.
Opens the basket's going to go, what is going
what is
on?
Going on?
This is the weirdest basket ever.
You know what
ever.
I'm hoping? I actually just thought of this morning. The Bears are on the in-season hard knocks, right?
Yeah.
Maybe there's a way we could kind of get in. It's a bit. I could kill time.
Sure.
But you know what? You were going to write a letter.
I was going to write a thank you
letter. Yeah. Make sure you kind of describe the items.
Yeah, here are the items within.
Yes, and you could say why we got each one.
Yes. Sure.
Yeah.
I can do it like an inventory of each item.
Yes, yes.
And by the way, it has to be a handwritten note.
Oh, yeah, of course.
There you go.
I mean, that's...
And maybe we'll dictate it to Karina because I think women's handwriting
shows that you care by including a handwritten note.
So I actually think what we should do is whoever takes this to UPS, can't be me, I got a tea time. But we should have somebody following them with a camera or something and just document it.
Yeah.
And then we'll put it on our social media.
That works.
Right?
Sure. I don't know who's going to do that, but I guess somebody should do that.
Well, Mike Maher. I mean,
yeah.
Mike's an employee, but he's the closest thing to our intern.
Right.
That we have.
I guess that's
true. I know
true.
He's a real full-blown
employee. He actually draws paychecks.
Yeah. All right. Excellent. I'm very proud of this.
It came together nice.
It looks full.
I think it's going to look great, and especially when Karina wraps it and she does that little feminine thing with it.
Yeah, it gives it that woman's touch that it clearly needs.
Right? I think it'll look good.
Very good.
This is actually the perfect basket. Yeah. I joned on it yesterday.
Worked out well.
But compared to that laundry basket he brought in.
I mean, if we had a billion listeners coming by to like donate stuff in it.
And the listeners let us down. They brought in zero.
Yeah, they didn't do it. They
had a few sticky calls. Mm-hmm. What was the best one?
The remember? Quarters.
Quarterback. Came with their quarterback.
Yeah. Okay, good. So now... I mean, the chances of him ever seeing that or getting to his desk.
It, but the PR staff will.
But
someone's going to read the note.
Right. They'll laugh.
So,
Somebody's going to get a laugh out of it.
Maybe, should we dictate the note now? Like,
Go ahead. You want to type it up, Cakes?
Sure.
I can do that.
Go ahead, Valdez. Dear Mr. Poles.
Yeah. Please deliver to Ryan Poles.
Yes.
Right?
That's part of the thank you card?
No, we got it. That's got to be the message.
Right. That'll be like the thing on top. Like, you know, when you get flowers delivered, it says for Mr. Poles.
Thank you for gifting
dear
us
Mr. Poles.
Daniels.
Yes. Yes. The Washington Commanders fan base wants to thank you.
Or we'll just say the Sports Junkies. Let's say the Sports
Junkies. The Sports Junkies and Commanders fan base
Yes.
want to thank you for epically botching the 2024
yes.
NFL draft
mm-hmm.
and taking the inferior quarterback, Caleb Williams.
Love it.
And leaving us with the superior quarterback in Jane Daniels.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully it won't set your franchise back too much. Regards.
Regards. In Jaden we trust.
In Jaden we trust.
Yeah. The Junks.
The Junks.
There you go.
P.S. Was it 80-some percent, whatever his completion percentage is.
Right, right. Yeah.
That's the P.S.
80.2%.
Well, put 80.2 and then arrow down
yeah.
to 59.8.
Right.
Right.
Caleb's.
No, or just put greater than sign.
Right. Yeah.
Should we do like a side-by-side in all the statistics? Because he's probably equivalent in touchdowns, right?
But hey, we should sign it in nail polish.
Not a bad bit.
All right. I love it. So we'll have to we'll get that done. Maybe by the end of the show.
Yeah.
We'll get have it all a presentation
wrapped up with a nice bow.
Of the gift basket.
Yeah.
And yeah, hopefully the PR staff sees it. It'd be great if we could get a little appearance on Hard Knocks.
Well, I think that doesn't the team have final say as to what goes to air?
Well, they could get a kick out of it and then trash us.
Sure. They could do that.
I would think. I'm sure the Skins folks won't be super happy about us trolling.
Yeah, we have no real affiliation with them.
Yeah.
We're not they'll get over it.
I mean, I don't think it's going to be extra motivation for them to beat us.
Right.
Did you buy this book on your honeymoon?
What is there still a bookmark in
there? What year did you get married?
1996.
This book has a receipt.
Yeah.
Did you go to Hawaii?
I went to Maui.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He bought it
his honeymoon. Yeah. Look at the receipt. Read the receipt.
Yeah. Pretty good Skins hitting.
Yeah. Aloha books.
You're reading a Jack Nicklaus book while you should be reading
Skins. I played like three times on my honeymoon.
I can think of one hole in one. It was mine.
July 10th, 1996. There you go.
What is it?
July 10th.
You bought it on your honeymoon.
Yeah.
I can't believe the receipt's still in there.
I actually had that book in a bigger. You know, that's just like the little smaller thing,
right?
So the side, you know, what the side story to that is?
You
is
keep the receipt.
You care. We when we first got married, you know, you don't have furniture, and I remember talking to a buddy of mine, and he is like, "Yeah, you got to get bookshelves and stuff, and you got to have books."
Sure.
So I was buying books. I was mm-hmm. going to use bookstores and buying books. So like, you know, to kind of decorate your house. You don't know what you're doing. Decorate your condo,
sure,
or whatever.
Hold up, you played golf three times on your honeymoon?
I did.
I don't
you guys
you.
Remember, I get you guys gave me a driver. You guys gave me a TaylorMade burner driver.
Dean, I can't relax with you on the beautiful sand of Maui. I got 36.
Yeah. I'm playing.
I think she went with me once. And the other times I said, just go to the pool.
You just
you got hooked up to somebody, probably.
No, I think I played by myself. Oh, you know, they have a lot of courses out there. Mm. I zip through.
Dina, I booked a massage for tomorrow.
Oh, nice.
Just left massage? Her?
No, my back hurts.
Left her alone on your honeymoon?
That's such a show.
That's the worst thing I've ever heard.
Are you serious?
It's your honeymoon, like the 1 week. Of your entire life, you have to pay just attention to her.
We were there for 10 days. We were there.
That's an extensive and expensive honeymoon from the sound.
Very expensive.
See you later. I'm teeing it up.
Yeah. I remember having a tinge of guilt about it, but we talked about it.
I support it wholeheartedly.
Yeah. Yeah. I can't be the only guy that's played golf on their honeymoon.
Eric, why are you so horny?
I went bogey free. I'm horny for Wailea.
Huh?
You're horny for, is there a course on Wailea?
Wailea Country Club.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't play that. I stayed right by Kapalua. I was literally right there, but I didn't play that one.
Trying to figure out the elevation changes.
No, the great thing about golf in Maui is you get those trade winds behind you, and you're hitting 380-yard drives.
But not only did he play golf, he bought a golf book there.
Yeah. He was into it.
No,
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age, wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
Yeah, that's an iconic book.
What are we doing tonight? Let's go to a bookstore.
Yeah. I think it's when you're just walking around the little towns and you see like a used bookstore, you walk in. I think that's what it was.
All right, don't forget, coming up later on the show, in just about 20 minutes, we'll be joined by comedian Sebastian Maniscalco. He's in town at Capital One Arena this weekend. He'll join us at 9 o'clock.